Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. This is my series, Jesus Our Hope, and is a story today that we hold confidence that Jesus is able because the grave could not hold the man down. I have today the story of the empty tomb. Early on Sunday morning, close to dawn, Mary and Mary both went to the gravesite where Jesus was buried. It was to their surprise that the Roman soldiers were gone. A man was sitting upon the stone that no longer covered the open tomb. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were a brilliant white. His words to the women were of great comfort. "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus, but he's not here. He has risen. Look in the tomb, see that he is not there, then quickly go and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. Tell them that he's going to Galilee and will see them there." The soldiers who were guarding the tomb until the earthquake opened the tomb and a man like an angelic being arrived scaring them away went to the city to report what had happened to the chief priest. To control the situation, the Jewish elders gave all the guards large sums of money to keep them quiet and to change their story. Instead, they were to report that they all had fallen asleep and the disciples of Jesus came at night and stole Jesus' body. All of them took the money and did as they were instructed. So the story of Jesus' disciples stealing the body spread quickly throughout the city. Mary and Mary told the true story to his disciples, who some of them ran to the tomb to see for themselves what had happened. Wow! What exciting news! The grave could not hold Jesus. He has risen, risen indeed. This is what the followers of Jesus put their hope in, the man whom the grave could not hold. Jesus appeared to his disciples several times after this. So check out my last story. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.